Log Talk Radio.
Mashiv harua umorid hageshem. Send down the rain. Yes, majek feshek right there. From the Shemini Atzeret and here to the Simchat Torah, to the joy of Yalor, Jalor right here, the Simchat Torah. Love that tune right there. Majek feshek. Send down the rain. Mashiv haruah umorid hageshem. Send down the rain. The one who makes the wind to blow, the spirit to blow. Hamashiv, or to return, to turn. That sense of turning, the spirit turning, you know. Mashiv haruah. Haruah. The spirit, the wind. Mashiv haruah. Umorid. Morid. To descend to Yarad. Right, the one who makes the rain to descend. Umorid, Hageshem, send down the rain. Yes, yes, yes. So here from the Shemeni. From the Shemeni Atzeret. One more time right there. That word of prayer, Mashiv HaRuach, Umorid, Hageshem, send down the rain. Why the rains are so very important. Now in this region, in this whale of a country, this whale. You know, I say that because if you look at a map of America, the North Country, they call it the United States of America, USA, it looks like a whale, doesn't it? You know, the head part would be like the West Coast and the tail, you know, even part of Florida, like the tail right there would be like the end. Could this be what Rabbeinu Yeshua was speaking about? No sign will be given. Why, except the sign of Yonah, the sign of Jonah. And then he also adds to that the Musaf of Rabbeinu. He speaks about the queen of the south, the queen of Sheba, right? The queen of the south as well, because she came from the furthest parts of the land to hear the wisdom of Shlomo HaMelech, and says that a greater than Shlomo HaMelech is come. So here. So here, the Shemeni Atzeret, and here the Simchat Torah. The Simchat Torah, and we're going to have the final reading right here. Wazot HaBaraka. And this is the blessing. Let's touch on Wazot HaBaraka, also said as Vizot, right? Vizot HaBaraka. And this she, if it was Vizeh, it would be like this he, but this Baraka is she, right, in its energetic capacity. Here we pick up the Torah reading from Deuteronomy, right? Deuteronomy chapter 33, the final, the 54, right? Deuteronomy chapter 33, verse 1 to Deuteronomy chapter 34, verse 12, right? Then we have the Haftarah, the prophet's reading, Yehoshua, right? Yehoshua chapter 1, verses 1 to 18. Just something I thought of right here. In the Brit Chadash, in the New Testament scripts, we hear about Rabbi Shaul, you know, new name, right? The Apostle Kedus Palos, right? And the others, like, fellowshipping on the Shabbat day. We was teaching them on the Shabbat day. And then we find that they went on, like, to the first day. Right, to the first day of the week that the Gentiles nowadays call a Sunday. But, you know, we didn't have no Sunday worship because when we got together on the first day, it was the first day, not Sunday. We give thanks for every day that the sun has shined. But I just thought about, you know, just an interesting kind of connection, because here, bringing forward the Wazot HaBaraka here for the first day service. So once again, we fulfill here the five books of Moshe HaTorah with the last reading, the 54th sabbatical, right, study, and it's called, and this is the blessing, Wazot HaBaraka, Deuteronomy chapter 33, verses 1 to chapter 34, verse 12, the prophet's reading, the Haftarah, Yehoshua, Joshua chapter 1, from verse 1 to verse 18, and then in the Brit Chadasha, in the Renewed Covenant or the New Covenant reading, we have the Chazon, the vision of Yohanan, the vision of John's revelation. Basically, we have the revelation. So the Torah reading overview right here. Previously, right, we had the Parsha, the 53rd, Ha'azinu. Very interesting, the psalm that we have for the eighth day. You know, hear this, all ye people, Shimu Zot, call Ha'amin, Shimu Zot, hear Zot, with Zot, and this, Ha'baraka, Shimu Zot, call Ha'amin, hear this, call all Ha'amin, all the peoples, Ha'azinu, Ha'azinu, the Azin, the Ozin is the ear. So Ha'azinu has a sense of broadening the ear. Ha'azinu, y'all, broaden the ear, y'all. Call Yoshbei Chaled, all ye inhabitants of the world. So I'm seeing a link right here, even as we're getting into the Wazot HaBaraka, the 54th right here, because we were just reviewing for continuity. The 53rd previously was Ha'azinu. And in Ha'azinu, Moshe Rabbeinu, he taught the Bnei Yisrael, the children of Israel, a prophetic shira. What is shira? Shira, shira is a song. Shira, shira, shira. Right? That foretold of Yisrael, Yashirah's history. And also sternly and firmly warned Ha'am, the people, Amo Yisrael, not to stray from the path, from the way that Yah had commanded them. Now, just before he was to die, Moshe Rabbeinu, he really desired to bless, right, to prosper, to give them a good benediction, you know, good word sound, to prosper the tribes, the Shivtei Yisrael, the tribes of Yisrael, and to hallelujah, praise your Yah, praise he who be for his care of the fledging nation. At this point, you know, the nation, you know, what did the nation go through for the 40 years before? But it was a new generation, a new generation, the generation gap, a new generation here. So he wanted to bless them and to praise Yah for all of his care. And thus we have the portion here beginning with Zot HaBaraka Asher Berak Moshe Ish HaElohim Et Bnei Yisrael Lifnei Moto. This is, and this is with Zot, and this is Ha the Baraka, with Zot HaBaraka. And this is the baraka. This is the blessing. Asher, that which Barak, Barak, bless. He blessed Barak Moshe. Moses bless, right? Ish, the man, Ha Elohim, the man of the Elohim, the true nature, the nature of natures, the man of the true almighty power. Wizot HaBaraka Asher Barak Moshe Ish Ha Elohim. Et Bnei, the sons of Yisrael, that he blessed. Who did he bless? Moses, the man, Moshe, the Isha, Elohim. Of interesting note, we have Psalm 90. Psalm 90 has a tefillah, right? A prayer of Moshe, the Ish, Ha Elohim, the man of the Elohim. And here, for this 54th and the fulfillment, we have Wazot HaBaraka Asher Barak Moshe, Isha Elohim. Who did he bless? Et Bnei Yisrael. He blessed the Bnei, the sons of Yisrael, the prince that wrestles with El. Lifnei, Lifnei, before, or in the Hebrew sense, in the face of, right, in the face of the Fnei, Pnei, Panei, right, Lifnei, in the face of, but here in the Hebrew sense, before, right, before Moto, Lifnei Moto, before his death. So this Shabua, for this day, this time, the fulfillment Torah reading and feeding that's read during the joy of the law, the joy of Torah, the Simchat Torah, is called Wizot HaBaraka. This is the Baraka. That is also the last. This is also the last portion of the entire Torah. After reading this portion, we will rewind the scroll. Right? It's interesting because when you have a scroll, you literally can rewind it. You know, rewind the scroll back or to the beginning, right? Again, to the beginning, to Parashat Bereshit, to begin reading the scroll, the first scroll, right? All over again, from Shana to Shana. Now, we do this every Shana, every year, because the study of Torah, which is known Hebraically as the Talmud Torah, don't get this confused with other Talmuds, other teaching, give us a teaching of His Majesty. The study, the Talmud of the Torah is a cyclical, right? A cycle of venture, right? That equips us, that prepares I and I to better understand, to understand, and to come to overstanding of the scriptures. And this includes the Brit, and especially the Brit Chadasha, especially the New Covenant, the New Testament, the Renewed Covenant reading. Now, in this connection, it is very interesting to take note, that the first Hebraic letter of HaTorah is a bet, right? Some might read it from an English pronunciation as bet, right? Or some might even say best, right? But the Hebrew is bet. Now, as you mentioned, bet, in the Hebrew means house, bayit, bet, like Beta Israel, house of Israel. But then bat means daughter. So when you look at it in the unpointed, the same letters, right? But the first Hebrew letter of HaTorah is bet, the B, the bet essentia, in the word Bereshit. And the last letter of HaTorah, the five books, is Lamed, the L in Hebrew, right? In the name Yisrael. Putting these two together, we get the word Lab. Lab, right? In the African Shemitic pointing, Lab. Modern Hebrew, Lav. Lav. In fact, the V actually, some would say, oh, the V is a such and such. Well, true, in some of the other Yehudi, Eastern European Jews, their mother tongue, not being African Shemitic mother tongue, you know, they have a different enunciation. But actually, the soft B, right, basically sounds like a V. You know, listen to different speakers, right? Even when they are looking at a B, if they say it softly, lave, saying it softly, lave, right? So we have lave, which is the heart. This suggests here that the entire Hebrew Torah, from the first Hebrew letter, Beit, to the last Lamed, it reveals the heart, heartical, and the love of Yah for us, for I and I. As we mentioned earlier, likewise, the first letter of the entire scripture, including the Brit Hayashana, what's called the Old Testament, as well as the Brit Chadasha, the first letter of the scripture that people call Bible, right? The first letter of scripture is Beit in Bereshit, as we've explained already. And the last Hebrew letter in the New Covenant scripture from the Chazon Yohanan, Revelation, is Nun, right? In the word Amen, right? So the whole scripture called the Bible, from beginning, Bereshit, to the Sof, to the end, it reveals the person, right? The person and the face, the person and the face, in the Hebrew sense, person, also the word for face, the face of Elohim HaBein, Elohim the Son, or the Ben, right? The Ben for us, for I and I. But here to Wizot HaBaraka, and this is the blessing, it contains Moshe Rabbeinu's last words, his last words to Amo Yisrael, to the people of Israel, before Moto, Moto, before his death on Har Nebo, on Mount Nebo, in the land of Moab, in the land of Moab. According to the Midrash, when Yah came and told Moshe to get ready, ready, ready to depart, Olam Hazeh, this world, he appealed to Yah saying, wait, 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 please, until I bless Yisrael. All my life they have had no pleasant experiences with us. For I constantly rebuke them, reprove them, I admonish them to reverence, to respect Yah, and fulfill the commandments. I do not wish to leave this world, Olam Hazeh, before I have blessed them, given them the blessing, Wazot HaBaraka. And you can find this in reference to Ginsberg, Legend of the Yehudim. But I read that one time. I said, okay, this is what some say, but actually studying Torah, that very idea comes very clear in the spirit of the scripture. Now, this portion here, the 54th, right, therefore it begins, and this is the blessing, Wazot HaBaraka, that Moses, with that Moses, the man of God, or the Hebrew, the Ish Elohim, blessed the people of Israel, the sons of Israel, before Moto in Deuteronomy 33:1. Now, it's unclear if Moshe Rabbeinu's Baraka, his blessing, was later. Some say his blessing may have been later appended to the Sefer Devarim, to the book of Deuteronomy, by a scribe, a Levitical scribe, or if Moshe himself wrote about himself in the third person. We do have examples of this, you know, speaking in the third person, right? Nonetheless, the Baraka, it begins with a poetic metaphor, a simile, an analogy, a proverb, you know, a parable. Interesting right here. What does the psalm, according to the royal order, the Ethiopian Hebrew corresponding with day 8? And in this season, it's Mizmor Mim Tate, Psalm 49. What does it say? In KJV, it'll be the third verse, but in the Hebrew, it's the fourth verse. What does it say? It says, my mouth shall speak wisdom, and the meditation of my heart shall be understanding. Pi yidaber hakmot. Pi yidaber. Pi, the pi or the pi, the fi, the mouth. Pi yidaber. My mouth, it will speak. Hakmot. Hakmot. Actually, in the Hebrew, it's not even hakma or hokma, right? As it's called, hokma, wisdom. Actually, it's hakmot. It's wisdoms. Wisdoms. Right? Wisdoms. So what's interesting about this, it's in the plural sense, like a wisdom of wisdom. And the meditation with hagut. The Hagut, like what says Higayon, you know, in the Psalms says Higayon, the meditation, with Hagut, and the Hagut, and the meditation, Libi, Libi, my heart, Tibunot, 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 shall be understanding. Interesting, the word Tibuna, Tibunot, Tibuna is a singular, but here it's in the plural sense. But my mouth shall speak wisdom, Chakmot, and the meditation, the Hagut Libi of my heart, Tibuno, shall be understandings in the plural sense. That's what we say, the understanding, the inner standing. First you get an understanding of a thing, then you meditate to get an inner standing of it. Hopefully you come to that overstanding, even in the trifold sense. Ha-Kadosh Baruch Hu Baruch Hashem. So here we have wisdom and understanding. Both words in the Hebrew, in Mizmor Mim Tate, Psalm 49, both words are in the plural sense, Hakmot Tibunot. We read about Chokmah and Tibuna within the Mishlei Shlomo, in the Proverbs of Solomon, the metaphors of Solomon. And it's interesting because it likens these two attributes to even be like sisters. And we have in Bereshit that wisdom is the Reshit. even as testified in Solomon's book of the metaphor Proverbs, which brings to mind that first verse, Bereshith, right, bara Elohim et ha-shemayim ve-et ha-aretz, in the beginning, right, Elohim, right, in wisdom, Elohim created. Bereshith bara created, right, Elohim in wisdom. So it testifies in a song where it says that when we observe his creation, we recognize it's by wisdom. He created this in wisdom. But did we know that this is actually in Chokmah? But here we have wisdom and understanding in the plural sense, Chokmot and Tebunot. Both words are in the plural to denote profound wisdom and a deep, deep, deep insight. What's interesting, just for the Chavarim here, Tebunot, right, comes from like the Bana sense. And in the Bana sense, in the Hebrew, means to build. And also from Bana, we get Ben, which is son, because the son was supposed to be the builder of the family name. Just a kind of a insight there. Wisdom in the scriptures, it corresponds to what one might say is genuine morality and that genuine moral philosophy, Chokmot. And then we have Tebunot, understandings, is enlightenment. The build, you have a build, the enlightenment upon a perplexity of human experience. So here in Wizot HaBaraka, it begins off with a poetic metaphor, a parable, right? A dark saying, as the next verse says, I will incline mine ear to a parable. I will open my dark saying upon the harp, open my dark saying upon the harp. Ate le mashal azni, ate, almost like the stretch, but incline, the inclination. Ate le mashal, to a mashal. A mashal is like a parable, a proverb, a parable. Azni, my ear, azni. I will open, eftach, from the fetah, eftach, to open, eftach, be kinor, on the harps. Chidati, the chidati is like what they would call a dark saying, right? Something enigmatic. A riddle, actually from the Hebrew, the chidat, dark saying, chidati, my dark saying. The Hebrew is used for a riddle also as here, for a pronouncement, a word sound, a pronouncement upon an enigmatic problem or perplexity. But it begins with the ateh, limashal azni, the inclining of the ear, to receive instruction from Ha Elohim that comes in the form of a mashal, a metaphor, allegory, a parable, a proverb. What is that? An oracular, oral, word, sound, power, an oracular utterance that is in a poetical style. We have a reference in Numbers chapter 23, verse 7. And he says that he will do this, right? He will do this upon the harp to the accompaniment of string music or to the harps. So Moshe, when he gives his baraka, it is also poetic, but it's also metaphorical. It's allegorical of Yah, shining the divine light, the divine illumination from Sinai. How does it begin? It says that Jehovah came from Sinai and dawned. Zarach actually means like when the light emanates, in that sense, when the light comes, right? That dawning, right? From Seir upon us. He shone forth from Mount Paran. He came from the 10,000s of holy ones with a fire of knowledge. With a fire of knowledge. See, this is always going to come out in the English, but in the Hebrew, it's the Eshdat. 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 Fire. Eshdat. Of knowledge at his right hand. We get this in Deuteronomy 33:2. Now, the Baraka continues by stating that Yah's revelation was based on chesed, love. My chesto, his love. Yes, he cherished Chavab, his people. All his holy ones were in his hand. So they followed in your steps, receiving words from you. When Moshe commanded us Torah as a heritage, Morasha, like an inheritance, Morasha. For the congregation of Yaakov, of Jacob. Deuteronomy chapter 33, verse 3 to 4. Now, according to the ancient sages in studying Torah, the Hebrew word translated as heritage, morasha. So we have the Hebrew word translated often as heritage. Also, it can be brought out as an inheritance. All right, so morasha, the morasha. All right, so what about this particular word here, right, that often is translated simply as heritage in this verse, morasha. It refers to a spiritual rather than five cycle inheritance that will abide forever, or more correctly in the Hebrew, to time indefinite. Maimonides, one of the scholars of Torah, in a previous time, he had further noted that the verse refers to the congregation. What is the congregation? The kahala, right? Or the kahila, kahila, kahala. What is the kahala? Kahala, actually, in the New Testament Hebrew, is the word for church, right? The called out assembly, the kahala of Yaakov. Not exclusively to physical, quote, seed, to the natural descendants of the Yisrael Amo, of the Israelite people. This implies that HaTorah, even from ancient times, would become a inheritance, morasha, for all those who would congregate, kahal, right, with Yaakov, all who are, quote, grafted to Yisrael, are therefore members of Ha'el's, the Almighty's congregation. Now, we have John's Gospel, chapter 10, verse 16, that brings out this idea, and also the Epistle to the Romans, chapter 11, verses 16 to 24. So this idea of an ingrafting, right, even of other peoples with his people, is brought out from the Torah, in the Torah, especially in the Hebrew perspective to the scripts. And therefore, it makes logical sense, logo sense, that Yohanan, John's Gospel 10:16, it reads that way, and in Romans chapter 11, verse 16 to verse 24. So the revelation at Sinai, what about this revelation at Sinai? We often refer to it as the fire hot revelation. You remember that audible right there? And Moses said that he trembled. Well, hear this right here.
Fire hot. Indeed. Fire hot. Fire hot. Fire hot. Fire hot. Fire hot. Indeed. So terrifying was the sight that Moses said, I tremble with fear. I tremble with fear. I tremble with fear. Fire hot. Indeed. Fire hot. Fire hot. Fire hot. Fire hot. Fire hot. Indeed. So terrifying was the sight that Moses said, I tremble with fear. Behold, look in sight. You have come to Mount Zion, and to the city of the living King of Kings. the heavenly Jerusalem, and to innumerable angels, to festal gathering, and to the assembly of the firstborn.
And to the assembly of the firstborn. That's from the Epistle to the Hebrews in the New Covenant Scripture. Now, the Revelation, let's touch on a little bit more right here, to put into context as we seal up here and we begin again, right? The Revelation of and at Sinai, the Revelation at Har Sinai was a coronation. Did you know? When reading in the scriptures concerning what occurred at Sinai, at Mount Sinai, did you perceive that it was a coronation, right, of El Elohe Yisrael, of the almighty power of Israel, of Yahweh, as the loving king, as a king of Yisrael, as a king of Yisrael. Quote, thus Yahweh became king in Yeshurun, and Yeshurun, often referred to in the English as Jeshurun. Come across that, Jeshurun. We have Jeshurun in Deuteronomy chapter 33, I think it's verse 5, 33 and 5, Jeshurun, where it says, thus Yahuwah, Jehovah became Melech, became king, became sovereign in Yeshurun. What is Yeshurun? Yeshurun or Jeshurun is a Hebrew poetical name for Yisrael, for Israel. Yisharun is based on the Hebrew verb yashar. Yashar means straight. Yashar means upright. When the heads, the rosh, the roshim, the rosses of the people were gathered, all the tribes of Yisrael together, Devarim, Deuteronomy chapter 33, verse 5. There is some reasoning and discussion among some of the ancient sages that have studied these scriptures here, right, as to why, Lamazeh, why did Rabbeinu Moshe, why did he bless the tribes in the order that he did? Some question, what's up with the order when we look at the different orders? Right, we compare Genesis Bereshit chapter 49, patriarch Yaakov, Jacob's bracha, and then we look at Moshe here in Deuteronomy 33, and we see some interesting differences in the order that Moshe blessed them. And they also ask, Lamazeh, why the tribe of Simeon is missing? Why is the tribe of Shimeon, of Simon, missing? So there's some reason and commentary that we'll share on that. But these are the questions. Neither Jacob, Yaakov, nor Moshe blessed the sons of Yisrael according to their birth order. Neither the father, Avinu Yaakov, nor Rabbeinu Moshe bless the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Israel, the Bnei Yaakov, according to their birth order. Though both began, note that, both began with Reuben, as the firstborn son of Yaakov, and Leah, the firstborn son of Jacob and Leah. Now compare, if you will, Jacob's baraka, Jacob's blessing, to the tribes, to his sons, in Genesis chapter 49, verses 1 to 28. Now, one named Nachmanides, right? Nachmanides, another medieval sage, had commented that the order of the Berkot, the blessings, was prophetic, right? Since they follow the tribe's future settlements. Thus, for example, Reuben is mentioned first because he was the first tribe to settle in Gilead, east of the Yarden, of the Jordan, according to Yehoshua, Joshua, chapter 13, verses 15 to 23. Judah Yehuda is mentioned next because he was the first to settle in the promised land itself. Did you know that the tribe of Judah is mentioned next because the tribe of Yehuda was the first to settle in the promised land according to Yehoshua, Joshua chapter 15, as well as Judges chapter 1, verse 2, Shoftim chapter 1, verse 2. As to why Simon is not mentioned, it is thought that this goes back to the incident. Remember the incident report, right, at Shechem, when Levi and Shimon, right, Levi and Simon brutally exacted revenge for the, quote, rape, R-A-P-E, of their sister Dinah, according to Bereshit 34, Genesis chapter 34. Or others say, ulai, perhaps it's to Simon's leading role in the sin, the chatat, right, the ukri, the lack, the forfeiture, right, of the Baal Peor, of the Lord of the Opening, in Numbers chapter 25, verses 1 to 14. Now the tribe of Levi, of Levi, underwent teshuvah. Teshuvah is repentance or having a turn. Teshuvah, doing a 180, proverbially speaking. As Moshe, he mentions this in Deuteronomy chapter 33 and 9, that the tribe of Levi, of Levi, underwent and did teshuvah, repentance, had a turn, a change, because they refused to participate in the sin, the chatat, the ukri, the forfeiture, the lack of the molten calf, falsely called the golden calf. Though the tribe of Shimon, Simon, had not done teshuvah. As it happened, the tribe of Shimon was later in the history, right, the tribe of Simon, of Simeon, was later assimilated into the other tribes of Israel and did not have its own territory. Whereas the tribe of Levi, of Levi, became itinerant Torah teachers of Israel. In other words, the tribe of Levi, they were like dispersed, right, outside of the sanctuary, the holy place, and they became the Torah teachers, the itinerant Torah teachers among the different tribes of Israel. That's why it says even in HaTorah, and don't forget the Levi, the Levi in your gates, right? Deuteronomy chapter 33, verse 10. Now, Moshe Rabbeinu, he goes on to bless, right, the remaining tribes with a closing statement, very interesting closing statement, Ashrei, right? Sometimes they translate as blessed, but it's different than the Baruch, right? Here we have Ashrei, which has a sense of happiness. It's the beatitude sense of Rabbeinu Yeshua, when Yeshua speaks of beatitudes, happy, the happiness. Happy are you, O Yisrael, who is like you, a people saved by Yahuwah, the shield of your help and the sword of your triumph. Your enemies, your haters, shall come fawning to you, and you shall trod up on their backs, according to Devarim, Deuteronomy 33, verse 29. So after the baraka, after the blessing the tribes, Moshe, he went up. He aliyed up. He went up from the plains of Moab to ascend Har Nebo, Mount Nebo, where Yahuwah supernaturally, some may say, revealed to him all of the promised land. Now, it's very interesting. This point right here, the Brit Chadashah reading, right, where Yeshua and his two disciples, right, they are up on the mount and the transfiguration, you remember the transfiguration on Mount Tabor? Because we look at Mount Tabor, we look at where Moshe was, and it's almost like, you know, like one of those split screens, you know, like what happened then might happen in the time of Yeshua, but also with Eliyahu, with Elijah. But just to go on right here, he was revealed all of the promised land. As Moshe beheld the glory of the land, Yahweh said to him, "This is the land of which I swore to Abraham, to Yitzhak, to Yaakov. This is the land which I sevented myself." So in the Hebrew, the kind of swearing in that sense is like to seven yourself, right? To the Hebrew Trinity, to Abraham, to Yitzhak, and to Yaakov. I will give it to your offspring, to your seed. I have let you see it with your eyes, but you shall not go over there. Deuteronomy 34:4. Now there's a midrash, a study, right, a teaching that relates that Moshe then argued. And we know that this is also before the scenes, and he argued on behalf of the children of Yisrael. But here, he argued with Yah, right, for his life. And he sought by any means as he was able to overturn, right, some of the earlier decrees, even against the children of Yisrael. Perhaps he could do this for himself, to overturn Yahuwah's earlier decrees by appealing to the 13 attributes. The 13 attributes of mercy implied in the name Yahuwah, implied in the name He Who Be Who He Be. Who He Be? Well, we have the 13, right, attributes. These particular 13 attributes, I think, is Exodus chapter 34. However, the Almighty refused Moshe's request because of six serious chatot, six serious ukaris, crimes, sins that he had committed. Now, how do we know this? Well, firstly, according to the Midrash, Moshe had initially refused to deliver the Hebrews, it is said, Exodus 4:13, and then later accused Elohim of making conditions bad. Remember, he says, you made conditions bad for Yisrael by not immediately delivering the people, Exodus chapter 5, verse 23. After the Exodus, the Yetziat Mitzrayim, from the two lands itself, Moshe tested Elohim twice. Recall during Korah's rebellion in Numbers chapter 16, verses 29 to 30, and he further slandered the people. Moshe had slandered Ha'am on two separate occasions. What are these two separate occasions? Numbers chapter 20, verse 10, and Numbers chapter 32, verse 14. It's interesting, when Moshe was first commissioned, he had said the people will not, you know, will not believe. They will not believe when I tell them. And when Moshe finally went to tell them, all the people believed. For these reasons, Moshe, it is said, was forbidden to enter the promised land and died upon Har Nebo, Mount Nebo, in the land of Moab, in the Moabites' land. Moorish, Moabite, Moorish. Moshe was 120 years old when he died. His eye was undimmed and his vigor unabated. Full of Yisrael of Israel wept for Moshe in the plains of Moab 30 days. They wept for Moses in the plains of Moab for a complete solar month. Deuteronomy chapter 34, verses 7 to 8. Elohim Atzmo, the Almighty himself, is said to have buried Moshe in an unknown place. And according to Judaic tribe and tradition, looking at the signs in Torah, they calculate that Moshe died on the 7th of Adar, on Adar 7. Now, Yehoshua, what about his successor, Yehoshua ben Nun, the son of Nun, was then established as Moshe's successor among Amo Yisrael. And HaTorah, and the direction, instructions, the Torah concludes by affirming that quote, there has not arisen a prophet since in Israel like Moshe, whom Jehovah knew, panim el panim, face to face, panim el panim, for all the mighty power and all the great deeds of dread and terror that Moshe did in the sight of Kol Yisrael, in the sight of all Israel, in all Israel's sight, seen, sight, Deuteronomy chapter 34, verses 10 to 12. Let's just review that date of the death of Moshe. All right? As we already mentioned, that the ancient tribe and tradition, when studying Torah, they've come to a calculation that states that Moshe, he died on the Hebrew month of Adar, the seventh of Adar. Now, the sages, they reason that Israel mourned for 30 days, what we call a solar month, after Moto, after his death, while they were camped in the plains of Moab, according to Deuteronomy chapter 34, verse 8. And the book of Yehoshua, of Joshua, it begins with Yah's command to bring the Yisraeli, the Israelite people, across the Yarden, across the Jordan, immediately following the 30 days of mourning. How do we know this? Well, Yehoshua, Joshua chapter 1, verses 1 to 5, point of reference. So the sages, therefore, they assume that it took 3 days. It would take roughly about 3 days for Israel, for Israel to cross the Yarden, the Jordan, the Descender River, beginning on the 10th of Nisan, according to Joshua chapter 4, verse 19, or the 10th of the first month, and subtracting 33 days from this time would bring us back to the date of Adar 7th. Just for ones and ones who might ask, well, how did they arrive at this conclusion and how true could this conclusion be? That is some of the reasoning right there. Look more before we ride up right here. All right, next theme, Chabarim. The next theme right here for Wazot HaBaraka is the Yasha Koach. Now, during the concluding verse of each book of HaTorah, right, during that concluding verse, like when we have that last verse of a book of the five books of Torah, it is customary for the congregation, the witness, the testimony of Yisrael to stand, Amida, to stand as the final words are recited. Then, in a dramatic manner, the Torah reader signals the congregation, who then begin chanting, Chazak, Chazak, Wanit Chazek, Chazak, Chazak, Wanit Chazek, Chazak, Chazak, Wanit Chazek. Be strong, make I and I, make us be strengthened, be encouraged, make I and I be encouraged, Chazak, Chazak v'nit chazek. This is a cry of encouragement. Chazak, which is a command also to be strong. Chazak is also a command to be encouraged. Not chazak, as some would say, not chazak, but chazak. A cry of encouragement, of strength, being strong. To continue with the reading of the next sefer, the next cipher, the next book, and to return to this one again in due course, in due cycle, in due season. Torah study, Talmud Torah, is an, quote, unending cipher, an unending cycle, in that we hopefully come to discern more and more of Yahuwah's revealed, of his revealed truth. May Eloheinu help each one of us, each one of I and I. The Hebrew exclamation, Yasher Koach, Yasher Koach, Yasher Koach. It means may your strength be firm. Yasher Koach, May your koach, your strength, be yasha, be firm. The context almost to be upright. May your strength be firm. May your strength be upright. Yasha koach. This is often said to congratulate, as a congratulation, to congratulate people, people who have succeeded in their Torah studies for the cycle, for the semester. For those of you who have studied HaTorah, Yah's direct instruction over the last Yehudi cipher, the last year especially, make I and I extend to you a heartfelt Yasha Koach. May your strength be upright. May your strength be firm. And since we are finishing and fulfilling here in the season the entire Torah cipher, the cycle for this Shana, it is customary to enjoy a festive party. Something we call a siyum. And this celebrates the completion of the study, right, of the Hebraic text, of the biblical Hebrew text. Studying HaTorah is a great joy, Chavarim, associates, Chavarim, Talmudim, I, fellow disciples. Why? Lama zeh. It reveals, since it reveals HaEmet, the Emet, the Unet, the truth to us, to I, and helps us, I, understand, innocent, overstand Yahuwah. Right? He who be who he be, his kabod, kabodo, his glory. As David HaMelech, as King David said, even in Psalm 16:11, you make known to me, to I, the path of life, the orach chayim. You make known to I the orach chayim, the path of lives. In your presence, in your face, in your perception, there is fullness of joy. Simcha, simcha. As you say, sameach, and this is simchat Torah, is simcha, fullness of joy. At your right hand, yamineka, with a fire of knowledge, the eshtat, fire of knowledge, fire knowledge, a fiery knowledge, a fiery law, at Yemino, at his right hand. There are pleasures forever, forever, forevermore. Psalm 16, verse 11, Chavarim. And here, to seal up, before we ride up, Wizot HaBaraka. Wizot HaBaraka. Asher Barak Moshe, Ish HaElohim, et Bnei Yisrael. And this is the blessing with that Moshe, the man, Ish HaElohim, blessed, Barak, bless Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Israel. Wizot HaBaraka Asher Barak Moshe, Ish HaElohim. Et Bnei Yisrael. So hear, stay tuned.
Indeed, so terrifying was the sight that Moshe said, I tremble with fear. Indeed, so terrifying was the sight that Moshe said, I tremble with fear. Behold, look in sight. You have come to Mount Zion, and to the city of the living King of Kings, the heavenly Jerusalem, and to innumerable angels, to festal gathering, and to the assembly of the firstborn.
I say greetings in the name of His Imperial Majesty, Haile Selassie I, the First of Ethiopia. honor and well wishes and favor.
His foundation is in the wall of mountains. Jealous is the gates of Zion more than all the dwellings of Jacob. Glorious things have been spoken of the O city of God. I'll make mention to Rahab and Babylon to them that know I. With the old Philistine Tyria with Ethiopia, it shall be said that this man was born there. And the highest himself shall establish the earth. Jah Rastafari.
Hallelujah. Yes, yes, yes. And speaking of Kobodo, his glory, right? He has outtrod his first day, according to the Royal Order of the Ethiopian Hebrews and even Judaically. On the eve of the first day is, we have Psalm 24. And here, since speaking of Yah's glory, his kavod, or kavod, yesh, kavod, yesh, glory, there's glory. Here, Psalm 24.
כי הוא על ימין יסדה, ועל נהרות יכונניה. מי יעלה בהר אדוני, ומי יקום במקום קודשו? וכי חפיים עובר לבב, אשר לא נסע לשאר נפשי, ולא נשבע למרמה. יישא ורחה מאת אדוני, וצדקה מאלוהי ישעו. זה דור דורשיו, מבקשי פניך, יעקב, סל. שאו שערים רעשכם, והנשאו פתחי עולם, ויבוא מלך הכבוד. מי זה מלך הכבוד? אדוני עזוז וגיבור, אדוני גיבור מלחמה. שאו שערים רעשכם, ושאו פתחי עולם, ויבוא מלך הכבוד. מי הוא זה מלך הכבוד? אדוני צבאות, הוא מלך הכבוד. סלע, 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 סלע.
King of glory, King of glory, right here. Hail up to Chulo right here, full of kavod, boy, right up, kavod, kavod, yes, kavod, yes.
Kavod, alek, tachir.
Yes, kavod, yes.
La nashim sheminu.
Yes, kavod, yes.
Vele shem.
כבוד לאלה שאיתנו כבר שנים, ואלה שעברו את הזמנים הקשים. אלה שלא רואים רק את הזרקורים, אלה חברים אחים, אלה הגברים. אלה שהבדילו בין עיקר לטפל, זה שמברך אותך מול זה שמקלל. אלה שהבדילו בין חרוץ לעצל, אלה שעבדו בשמש לא חיכו בצל. אלה שהיו אחד בפה אחד בלב, אלה שהבינו מי נותן ומי חולב, אלה שהבינו בין חבר לאויב, הם שאהבו אותי אותם אני אוהב.
כי יש כבוד יש
לאנשים שהבינו,
יש כבוד יש
אלה שהבינו,
יש כבוד יש
לאריות ונמרים, אין כבוד אין לנחשים וצבועים.
יש כבוד יש
בינינו לאלוהינו,
יש כבוד יש
אנחנו לא לבד לסבלנות של שנים, אין כבוד אין לנרקומנים לשקלים. מציע לכל אלה שראו והאמינו, אלה שרצו לשמוע, אלה שהפנימו, אלה שאכלו את ההצלחה ולא השמינו. רק אתכם רצינו ואיתכם בנינו, אלה שחיפו נקי ולא רצו למעוך, אלה שהלכו ליד ולא חיפשו לדרוך, אלה שתמיד ידעת יש על מי לסמוך. גם כשהיה קשה אדם תן לי למשוך, אלה שהייתי כשעוד נראיתי מוזר, אלה ש...
קדימה למחר. אלה נשארו כשכל הרעש נגמר. מי שלא נשמר עומד מול זה שנמכר. כי
יש כבוד, יש
לאנשים שהאמינו.
יש כבוד, יש
ואלה שהאמינו.
יש כבוד, יש
לאריות ונמרים. אין כבוד, אין לנחשים וצבועים.
יש כבוד, יש
בינינו לאלוהינו.
יש כבוד, יש
אנחנו לא לבדנו.
יש כבוד, יש
לסבלנות של שנים. אין כבוד, אין לנרקומנים לשקלים.
יום לבוא אלה שצוחקים עכשיו יבכו, אלה שבוכים עכשיו הם עוד יצחקו. יום יבוא אלה שצוחקים עכשיו יבכו, אלה שבוכים עכשיו הם עוד יצחקו. ברוך השם יש לנו את החירות לבחור. ממשיך קדימה לא נשאר מאחור. הכוח הוא בהתמדה, כן, ורק בסוף הדרך סופרים את הקופה.
יש כבוד, יש כבוד, יש.
Sosenya be lete hud yemibal. Said on Sundays, the first day. Sidkinya sara senvetina yakabram sohulu sadikno. Wode ekaziavi heram lukota yegeba. Kamitmanana yilayenya yohona fetchmuaybel. Sidkin yasara. Sendatin yakabram so hulu sadikno. Blessed is he who does truth and honors the Sabbath. Let him not question whether he would be outcast from the multitudes if he was to enter into the worship of the sustainer, Ekaziaber Cha Rastafari. Blessed is he who does truth, righteousness, and honors the Sabbath, the Senvet.
Hallelujah.
O Israel. Hear, O Israel.
Shalom, Chabarim. Shalom. And hear. Shema'ah. Give ear. Hear for the Hebrew first words. For the last parasha, the last Torah portion reading and feeding here in the cipher of the Torah portion reading and feedings. Hear. For the Rastafari sabbatical study, the noon dilate for the 54th. Torah portion reading and feedings. Here we pick up with fifth book of Moses, Moshe, Hebrew book called Deuteronomy, Deuteronomy chapter 33, chapter XXX, III, the Lamed Gimel. And here, for the Hebrew first words, Shema Israel, Israel. Wizot HaBaraka, Asher Barak Moshe, Ish HaElohim, Eta B'nei Israel, Lifnei Moto. And this is the blessing. Wizot HaBaraka.
And this is the blessing. Uzot habraka asher berak Moshe ish ha'elohim. Wherewith Moses, Moshe, the man, the ish ha'elohim, the man of the true good, the true God, et b'nei Yisrael, bless the children of Yisrael, lifnei moto, before his death. Hebrew first words, wuzot habraka, wuzot habraka, asher berak Moshe, ish ha'elohim, et b'nei Yisrael, lifnei moto. And this is the blessing. Wizot habrak 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 habrak.
Blessed is he who in the name of charity and goodwill shepherds the weak through the valley of darkness, for he is truly his brother's keeper and the finder of lost children.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel, O children of Israel? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians? Children of the Ethiopians? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, children of Israel, saith the Lord?
Barku et Yahuwaham Barak. Barku et Adonai Hamborak. Bless Adonai, who is blessed. Baruch Adonai Hamborak Le'olam Wa'ad. Blessed is Adonai, who is blessed now and forever, now and forever. Baruch Adonai Hamborak Le'olam Wa'ed. Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech Ha'olam. Asher Bahar Banu Mikol Ha'amim Winatan Lanu Et Torato Baruch Ata Adonai Noten Ha'Torah. Blessed is Adonai, who is blessed now and forever and forever. Blessed art the I, Adonai, I and I Elohim, sovereign of the universe, king of the universe, eternal king, who has chosen I and I from among the peoples and given us the Torah, Ha-Torah, Torato, his Torah. Blessed be the I, Adonai, who gives Ha-Torah.
Joy is thine light, and I in thy dear testament of the light that shineth through the night. Humble lion, I not to forward and reach a Mount Zion, to be following the light of the Lamb and the Lion, the Most Holy One, the Father and the Son. Read it in the Old Testament and the New Testament. Me I tell you no, read up your Bible.
ያይነን አየነው የሰማነን አወቀነው የዳሰሰነን አገኘነው የአብርሃምን አምላክ የሚያየነን ጌታ
ኤል רואים
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
Shema Yisrael, hear, hear, hear. Shema, hear, give ear, hear, give ear, hear, give ear, hear. Give ear, hear. The 54th Torah portion reading and feeding, the final Torah portion reading and feeding. Here we pick up with the 5th book of Moshe,
the Hebrew book, that's called Deuteronomy, here at the noon dalet, 54th Torah portion, reading and feeding, right here, 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 Shema Yisrael, give ear, here picking up with Deuteronomy chapter 33, the blessing of the tribes, the Baraka, Wazot HaBaraka, here for the Rishon, the first Aliyah, here for this 54th and final Torah portion, reading and feeding, here in the Cipher, here for the Shemester, the Rishon Aliyah, the Shem Ha'ab Wehabein Weruach HaKadosh Yahuwah Echad, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Spirit, He who be, who He be, the One. Wezot HaBaraka Asher Beraka Moshe Ish HaElohim Et Bnei Yisrael Lifnei Moto. And this is the blessing. Wezot HaBaraka. And this Wezot HaBaraka. And this is the blessing. HaBaraka Wezot HaBaraka Asher Berak Moshe, wherewith Moses blessed, 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 blessed. Asher Berak Moshe, Ish HaElohim, the man of Elohim blessed, et Bnei Yisrael, the children of Yisrael, Lifnei Moto, before Moto. Lifnei Moto, before his death. Wizot HaBaraka, Asher Berak Moshe, Ish HaElohim, Et Bnei Yisrael, Lifnei Moto. And he said, Yahweh, Jehovah, came from Sinai, and rose up from Seir to them. He shined forth from Mount Paran, and he came with 10,000 of saints. From his right hand went a fiery law, Eshdat. From his right hand went Eshdat, a fiery law, Eshdat, fiery knowledge for them. Yea, he loved the people. All his saints are in thy hand, and they sat down at thy feet. Everyone shall receive of thy words. Moshe commanded us a law, a Torah, direction, instruction, even the inheritance of the congregation, the aggregation of Yaakov. And he was king, Melech, in Jeshurun, when the heads, the Roshe, the Rasses of Ha'am, the people, and the tribes of Yisrael were gathered together. Let Reuben live and not die, and let make not his men be few. And this is the blessing of Yehuda, Judah. And he said, Hear, Yahweh, Jehovah, the voice of Yehuda, the voice of Judah, and bring him to Amo, his people. Let make his hands be sufficient for him, and be thou the eye and help to him from his enemies. Shema Yisrael, hear, 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 for the Sheni Aliyah, the second offering up, the second reading here for this Simchat Torah joy of Jah Law. Hear, 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 for the Sheni Aliyah, for the second reading. U Lewi Amara Tuameka We Ureka Le Ish Chasideka Asher Niesito Bi Masa Tiribehu Alme Meriva. And of Levi, he said, Ula Levi Hamar, he said, let thy, make thy tumim and thy urim be with thy holy, thy Eilawan. Ula lewi amara tumeka, we ureka, le ish chasedeka, whom thou disprove at Massa, Asher nisito bi Massa, and with whom thou the eye didst strive at the waters of Meriba, 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 Teribehu Al-May, Meriba, 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 who said to his father and to his mother, I have not seen him, neither did he acknowledge his brethren, nor knew his own children, for they have observed thy word and kept thy covenant. They shall teach Yaakov, Jacob, thy judgments, and Yisrael, Israel, thy law, thy Torah, thy direction, instruction. They shall put incense, incense, before thee, aye, and whole burnt sacrifice upon thine altar. Bless Yahuwah, his substance, and accept the work of his hands. Smite through the loins of them that rise against him, and of them that hate him, that they rise not again. And of Binyamin, of Benjamin, he said, the beloved of Yahuwah, Jehovah, shall dwell in safety by him, and the Yahweh shall cover him all the day long, and he shall dwell between his shoulders, 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 his shoulders,
hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
Hear. Shema Yisrael. Give ear, O Israel. Hear for the Shalishi. The Shalishi here for the third Aliyah, third offering. Hear for this Simchat Torah, for Wazot HaBaraka. Here, picking up at fifth book of Moshe, Hebrew book called Deuteronomy, Deuteronomy chapter 33, here at verse 13, for the Shalishi Aliyah, for this Wazot HaBaraka, HaBaraka, HaBaraka. Ula Yosef Amar, Mi Borekati Yahwa Arzo Nia Megeda Shamayim, Mit Al Uamit home, rovetzeti, tahat, 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 tahat. And of Yosef, he said, Ul Yosef Amar, blessed of Yahweh of Jehovah be his land. Ul Yosef Amar, ne boreket Yahuwah arso, 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 for the precious things of heaven. Mia Meged Shamayim, for the dew, Mital, and for the deep that coucheth beneath. Ua Mit Hom Rovetet Tahat, and for the precious fruits brought forth by the sun, and for the precious thanks, the precious things put forth by the moon, and for the chief things of the ancient mountains, and for the precious things of the lasting hills, and for the precious things of the earth and fullness thereof, and for the good will of him that dwelleth in the bush. Let make the blessing come upon the head of Yosef, and upon the top of the head of him that was separated from his brethren. His glory is like the firstlings of his bullock, and his horns are like the horns of unicorns. With them he shall push Ha'am, the people, together to the ends of the earth. And they are the 10,000s of Ephraim, and they are the thousands of Manasseh. And here for the Revi'i, here for the fourth Aliyah, the fourth up offering up, here for the fourth reading here, picking up at verse 18. Fifth book of Moses, Hebrew book called Deuteronomy, Deuteronomy chapter 33. Hear, Shema, Yisrael, give ear. Hear verse 18. For the Revi'i Aliyah, for this Wazot Habrak, and this is the blessing, and this is the blessing, with Li Zabulun Amar, 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 Simach Zabulun, Bi Zeteka, Wi Yisasakar, Bi O Haleka. And of Zebulun he said, Wi Li Zabulun Amar, rejoice. Rejoice, Zebulun, in thy going out. Simach, Zebulun, b'seteka, and Yisakar, in thy tents. W'yisasakar, b'ohaleka. They shall call the people Ha'am to the mountain. There they shall offer sacrifices of righteousness, for they shall suck of the abundance of the seas and of treasures hid in the sand. And of God, of Gad, he said, blessed be he that enlargeth God, that enlargeth Gad. He dwelleth as a lion, and teareth the arm with the crown of the head. And he provided the first part for himself, because there, in a portion of the lawgiver, was he seated. And he came with the heads of Ha'am, with the heads of the people. He executed the justice of Yahuwah, of Jehovah, and his judgments with Yisrael. 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 Yisrael.
I said, remember what King Pharaoh do to children of Israel. Remember what King Pharaoh do to children of Israel. Judge us to Moses, go down there to free them.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel.
Shema Yisrael. Adonai Eloheinu. Adonai Echad.
And hear, Shema, Yisrael, hear, give ear, hear for the Hamishi, hear for the Hamishi Aliyah, for the fifth of offering up, hear for this Simchat Torah, for Wizot HaBaraka, hear picking up the fifth book of Moses, Moshe, the Hebrew book, the Sefer Devarim, Deuteronomy chapter 33, hear, Shema, hear at verse 22, for the Hamishi, the Hamishi Aliyah, for Wizot HaBaraka. Ul Dan Amar Dan Gora Aryeh Yizanek Amin HaBashan. And of Dan he said, Ul Dan Amar. And of Dan, he said, Dan is a lion's whelp. Dan Gur Aryeh, he shall leap from Bashan. Ye Zanek Min HaBashan. And of Naphtali, he said, O Naphtali, satisfied with favor and full with the blessing of Yahweh, of Jehovah, possess thou the west and the south. And of Asher, he said, let Asher be blessed with children. Let make him be acceptable to his brethren. And let him make him dip his foot in oil. Thy shoes shall be iron and brass. And as thy days, so shall thy strength be. There is none like to the God, the El Hain. Ka'el Yeshurun. There is none like to the El of Yeshurun, the true good, the true God of Yeshurun, who rideth upon the heaven in thy help and in his excellency on the sky. Hear, Shema Yisrael, hear for the Sheishi, hear for the Sheishi Aliyah, for the sixth reading, the sixth offering here for this Simchat Torah, for Wizot HaBaraka, here picking up fifth book of Moses, Deuteronomy chapter 33, here at verse 27, for the Sheishi Aliyah, Me Onna Elohek Adam Uwa Mia Tahata Zi Root Olam Waya Garesh Mi Paneka Oyev Wa Yomer Hashemade. Here for the Sheishi, here for the sixth reading earlier for Wizot HaBaraka. The eternal God, the eternal El Elohim, true good, true God, is thy refuge. Me ona, Elohek Adam, the Elohim of the Kedem, Elohek Adam, the eternal Elohim, is thy refuge. Me ona Elohek Adam, and underneath are the everlasting arms. Ua mi tachat ziroot olam, and he shall thrust out the enemy from before thee. I waya garesh mi paneka oyev, and shall say, destroy, and shall say, destroy them. Why Yomer Hashmed, Israel, then shall dwell in safety alone. The fountain of Yaakov, of Jacob, shall be upon the land of Khan and wine. Also, his heavens shall drop down dew. Ashreka Israel, mi kamoka, happy art thou, O Israel, who is like to thee I. Ashreka Israel, mi kamoka, am nosha'a by Yehovah. A people saved by Yahweh, by Jehovah. Ashreka Israel, mi kamoka, am nosha'a by Yehovah. The shield of thy help, magen Ezreka, and who is the sword of thy, the eye, excellency, wa asher cherev ga'ewateka, wa asher cherev ga'ewateka, and thine enemies shall be found liars to the eye, and thou, the eye, shalt tread upon the high places. We ye ka hashu, oy be ka lak. We ata al ba motemo.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel, what does Shema Yisrael, Yahweh Eloheinu, Yahweh Achad, hear, O Israel, hear, O Israel, the Lord, our God, the Lord is one. What does that really mean? And why is it important?
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
Waya'al Moshe me arvota Moab illa hara nevo rosh hapisga Asher Allah Pinea Yereho Wayarehu Yehoa Et Kol Haaretza Eta Hagil Ad Ad Dan. Here for the Shavi'i, the Shavi'i, here for the seventh Aliyah, the seventh reading, offering up, offering here for this Simchat Torah, here for Wizot HaBraka, here, picking up the fifth book of Moses, of Moshe, the Hebrew book that is called Deuteronomy, Deuteronomy chapter 34, the vision. And death and passing of Moshe, of Moses. Waya Allah Moshe me arbota Moava Illahara Nebo Rosh Ha Pisika Asha Allah Pine Yereho. And Moshe went up from the plains of Moab to the mountain of Nebo, to the top of Pisgah, that is over against Jericho. Wayal Moshe, and Moses went up, Aliyah up. Wayal Moshe, me arbota Moab, from the plains of Moab, il hara Nebo rosh ha-Pisgah, to the mountain of Nebo, to the top. To the top of Rosh HaPisgah, the top of Pisgah, that is over against Jericho. Asher Allah Pnei Yericho. And Yahweh Jehovah showed him all the land of Gilead to Dan. Wayarehu Yahuwah et kol haaretz et hagilad. Ad Dan. And all Naphtali, and the land of Ephraim, and Manasseh, and all the land of Yehuda, of Judah, to the utmost sea, and the south, and the plain of the valley of Jericho, the city of palm trees, to Zoar. And Yahweh Jehovah said to him, this is the land which I swear to Abraham, to Yitzhak, and to Yaakov, saying, I will give it to thy seed, to thy race. I have caused the eye to see it with thine eyes, but thou shalt not go over thither there. So Moshe, the servant of Yahweh, of Jehovah, died there in the land of Moab, according to the word of Yahweh, according to the word of Jehovah. And he buried him in a valley in the land of Moab, over against Beit Peor, Beth Peor. But no man knoweth of his sepulcher to this day. And Moses, was 120 years old when he died. His eye was not dim, nor his natural force abated. And the children of Israel, the Bnei Israel, the sons of Israel, wept for Moshe, for Moses, in the plains of Moab 30 days. So the days of weeping and mourning for Moshe were ended. After Moses, Yehoshua, Joshua, verse 9. And Yehoshua, Joshua, Ben Nun, son of Nun, was full of the spirit of Chokmah, of wisdom. For Moshe had laid his hands upon him, and the Bnei Yisrael, the sons, the children of Yisrael, hearkened to him, and did as Yahweh commanded Moshe. And there arose not a prophet since in Israel like to Moses, whom the Yahweh Yod-Heh-Weh-Heh knew face to face, in all the signs and the wonders which Jehovah sent him to do in the land of Mitzrayim, in the land of Kemet, of Egypt, to Paro, Pharaoh, and to all his servants, and to all his land, and in all that mighty hand, and in all the great terror which Moshe, Musa, Moses shewed in the sight of all Israel, in the sight of all Israel. Chazak, chazak, awenita, chazek. Be strong, be strong. Make I and I be encouraged here with the fulfillment, here at the fulfillment of the Torah reading and feeding, the cipher of the Torah reading and feedings. We say, chazak, chazak, be strong, be strong. Wenita chazek, and make I and I be strengthened. Make I and I be encouraged, encouraged, encouraged. Kabur lekal, kabur ledinsu, kabur lechaylu. Glory be to the word, glory be to the sound, glory be to the power. Kabur leabinu, lemelkeinu, lekedamawi, chayla salasi. Glory be to I and I Father, to I and I King, to the first power of the Trinity. Beshem Yeshua HaMoshiach, in the name of the Messiah, name of Yeshua, in the name Chasei, Chasei, Chasei. Amen.
Yasher Koach, Yasher Koach. Yasher Koach, may your strength be upright. May your strength be firm. Right here, here, here. And that last part, the seventh Aliyah, found the area in Hiwetenaya, Ethiopia, Renja, my life in Ethiopia's progress, the autobiography of Kedemawi Haile Selassie, Moah Investors M. Negeri Yehuda, the conquering line of the tribe of Judah, that's revealed, the autobiography of Negusa Negest, Ethiopia, autobiography of Negusa Israel. Right here, 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 we find this here in the postscript, right, written by E.W. Edward Uhlendorf, November 1975, speaking of Kedemawi Haile Selassie, the conquering line of the tribe of Judah, the king of kings. He says, thus a life has ended of which, like Moses, Moshe, in Deuteronomy 34, Deuteronomy chapter 34, and of the Torah, here, 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 Edward Uhlendorf witnessed that thus a life has ended of which, like Moses in Deuteronomy 34, quote, no man knoweth of his sepulcher to this. Now it's interesting for all the bone lies, you know, against Kedemawi Haile Selassie, blame Haile Selassie first crowd and all their lies and everything. Now they say, oh, they found something or something, but we know that it's another lie, that this word that's testified is true. No man knoweth of his sepulcher to this day. And he goes on to write that, and until his last days, quote, his eye was not dim, nor his natural force abated, end quote. Then he concludes here and says, those of us who really knew the man and the king will long mourn the passing, he says, of Haile Selassie, for there will not arise in Ethiopia anyone quite in his image. So right here, 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 may we be like the words of his majesty, you know, be that generation, you know, that generation. Yes, sir, be that generation. So here, 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 this little seal of, oh, one more word. When we were speaking concerning the Shemini Atzeret, there was that end quote right there. Let's see if we can bring this up right here, brothers and sisters, for the Shemini Atzeret. We was touching on the Shemini Atzeret by day 8. And after you read through, you know, the prayer for the latter rain during the Zaman Simchatenu, the season of our joy. We spoke on the Yom Tov, the good day, the holiday, Tefillah Tegeshem, the prayer for rain, Mashiv Haruah Umarid HaGeshem, the one who makes the wind, the spirit to turn or the wind to blow and makes the rain to descend, right? The significance, right? The spiritual significance of Shemini Atzeret, the eighth day assembly. And then the concluding part right here, 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 remaining with Yahuwah. Remaining with he who be who he be. So after this time that we tabernacle, you know, for the 7 days, then we come to the 8th day, I assembly to remain, to abide, and even the connection with Yeshaya, Isaiah, Isaiah, Isaias, Isaiah chapter 65, verse 17, and Chazon, and Johannes Rai, the Revelation, Revelation 21 and 1. There was this quote right here. Let's see, Ha Dabek Bi, one who abides or in a sense sticks to me. Ha Dabek Bi, with Ani Aboa Hua Ye Shaweh Roba Pri Ki Bil Adai Lo Tukalu Asot Me Uma. That brings out the New Testament, the Hebrew there, whoever abides in me and I in him. Hadavek be with Ani Bo. Right? And I in him. With Ani Bo who, right? He it is that be as much fruit. Who ye shawe robe peri. Be as much fruit, enough fruit. Remember, it's a harvest season, the latter harvest right here. For apart from me, you can do nothing. Ki biladai, ki for biladai, without I, lo kulu, nothing you're able to do. Right? Lo tu kulu asot me umma. You can do nothing apart from me. Now, here, this is with remaining with Yahuwah, a picture of eternity. And so here in the Mekdem, that's also another important word sound here, the Mekdem. Remember, we brought out the El, right? Elohei Kedem, right? The eternal Elohim, Elohei of the Kedem, right? And we know that the name, the Hashem, that new name, but Kedamawi, right? From the Kedem. So this word is the same root in the Afro-Shemitic languages, the Biblical Hebrew, and even the Royal Amharic and the Ge'ez. Before we even get there, let's go to the Mekdem. Mekdem means like a preface, that which Adam, Kedem, goes before, right? The preface is Nancy has a prayer right here in his work. And then coming to this particular, there's a few petitions here. And coming to the fourth petition, here's what the fourth petition reads in the Mekdem of Kedemawi Haile Selassie. In my life in Ethiopia's progress, Hiwateina, Ethiopia Rimja. The fourth petition says, fourth, although there's nothing that is not written in the Holy Scriptures, if you will enable me to write as I have planned, may our kin and our brothers who will rise up in the future take note of the word you have spoken, quote, for without me you can do nothing. Ki biladia lo tukulua sota muma. Here, this is from Kedus Yohanan, St. John's Gospel, 10 and 5. Chapter 15 and 5. Once again, the fourth petition of Germawi Negusinagas here in the Mekdem, this prayer of His Majesty. What's interesting in the Holy Trinity, Hashilush HaKadosh, how it says that the Holy Spirit proceeds from the Father to the Son, and that the Father and Son communicate by way of the Ruach HaKadosh, the Holy Spirit. So here, right, our Godfather here speaking to Yeshua, yes, here, he says, fourth, although there is nothing that is not written in the Holy Scriptures, if you will enable me to write as I have planned, may our kin, our who? Our kin and our brothers who will rise up in the future take note of the word you have spoken, ki biladi lo tuklu asot muma. For without me, you can do nothing. And may their hearts be convinced that with your help alone will they be able to do anything. Here, this is a revelation. And here, I'd like to segue right here to a little audible before we ride up with the Haftarah here in the season. on the Wizot HaBaraka, just to bring out a little more of the Elohe Kedem, the eternal God, the Kedamawi, right, in the Hebrew Bible. So we've proven that Hail, as in Haila, is in Hebrew, is Hebrew, and here is the Kedem of Kedamawi. Here is the true I in Haile Selassie I. The root is the Kedem, and in the Wizot HaBaraka, speaking of the Elohe Kedem, Shema Yisrael, Sima, Sima, Rastafari.
Beautiful verse right here. We have this verse right here, and Moses, this is in the Wizot HaBaraka, and this is the blessing. Deuteronomy 33, verse 27. The English reads, "The eternal God is thy refuge, and underneath are the everlasting arms. And he shall thrust out the enemy from before thee, I, and shall say, destroy,
destroy
them."
Destroy, destroy.
In the Hebrew we have, Me'ona Elohei Kedem,
Kedem,
Kedem. The eternal. The eternal. What does it say in English? It says the eternal God. In the Hebrew right here, another Kedamawi link, the Hebrew right here, it says Me'ona. Me'ona Elohei Kedem. Me'ona. Me'ona. What is the Me'ona? The Me'ona, right? The Me'ona, it is a den. It's sometimes interpreted as a den, a habitation, a place, like a dwelling place. Also a refuge. A refuge. It's from the word Ma'on. Ma'on, right? Ma'on. Now, in the Ma'on sense, right, we have the Ma'on sense. It's an abode. An abode of Elohim, like the tabernacle or the temple. It can be the abode of the dwelling of men, like their home, or of animals, like their lair or their den. But the sense of it is like a retreat. The sense of it is like an asylum, because the world is cray-cray. The world is insane. And Elohe Kedem is Ainai asylum. Right? He's Ainai retreat, Ainai retreating place, place of retreat too. So the Me'ona, we have the word Me'ona. Me'ona. Now Me'ona is the feminine sense. It's interesting. Me'ona is a feminine sense because it's speaking to the soul, the nefesh, the suke, the psyche. It's the feminine sense of the Ma'on. So we have the Ma'on, which is like a dwelling place of refuge. And here in Deuteronomy 33 and 27, where it says Me'ona Elohei Kedem, that the eternal, the Kedem, right? The Elohei, the Elohim of the Kedem, right? And the Kedem here. Let's get into the word Kedem. Kedem. Kedem, in the Hebrew, we have Kedem, and we have Kedama, right? Kedama, 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 and the Kedem. Kedem means in front. It's usually used in the sense of in front of a place, like the forepart. In a relative sense, it's the east, right? Or in front. So it's like the front, in front of a place, it can be in the front, like the forepart of something, or looking to the east. In the time sense, it's speaking of the ancient, the antiquity, the ancient time. So the Elohei Kedem, the translator brings it out here as the eternal. So the Kedem, as you say, Kedamawi, Haile Selassie, Elohei Kedem, Me'ona, Elohei Kedem, the eternal Elohim. The eternal Elohim, the Elohim of the Kedem is Me'ona. He is that refuge, right? That refuge for I and I souls, I and I psyche, the Me'ona. And underneath are the everlasting arms. Underneath are the everlasting arms. Ooh, mi'atahat. Ooh, mi'atahat. Zero'ot olam. Ooh, and mi'atahat. Mi'atahat. Mi from tahat. Tahat, from underneath, mi tahat, u mi tahat, and underneath, zeroot, zeroot, zeroot is the plural of zeroa, zeroa is arm, his outstretched arm by his mighty arm, zeroa. Here we have zeroot, arms, olam, the zeroot olam, and underneath, u mi tahat, zeroot olam, and underneath,
and underneath,
and underneath, and underneath, the everlasting arms, and he shall thrust. He shall thrust out the enemy from before the eye. So these words of the Baraka of Moshe to I and I, each of I and I receive this in the indivisible dual. We receive this within I, speaking to I and I and I. Why garesha mipaneka oyev, mipaneka oyev. And he shall thrust out. He shall thrust out. Why garesh?
Why garesh? He shall evict. It has a sense of he shall evict. Why garesh? Mi paneka from Einai face, from the eye, male face, from the eye face, oyev, the oyev. The Oyev, the Oyeb in Hebrew, the enemy of the Oyev, Vaigaresha Mipaneka Oyev, he shall thrust out the enemy, the enemy. But this is the verse right, part of the verse right here, and shall say, who shall say this? The Elohei Kedem, right? The Elohei of the Kedem, and he shall say what? Say what? Say what? He shall say destroy. He shall say destroy in the sense of destroy them. Why Yomer? Hashmeid, Wayomer, and he shall say, who shall say? The Elohei Kedem. Me'ona Elohei Kedem. U mitachata zeroota olam. Wayagaresha mipaneka oyev. Wayomer, Hashmeid. Wayomer, and he shall say, Hashmeid. Hashmeid, the eternal Elohei Kedem shall say, Hashmei, destroy them, downstroy them, shamad them, shamad. The root of the Hashmeid is a shamad, shamad. What is shamad? To desolate them, to destroy them, to bring them to nothing, for all their nothingness, bring them to nothingness, to overthrow them, to perish them, to pluck them down, utterly destroy them. Hashmeid, a beautiful verse right here, Deuteronomy 33 and 27, and also another Hebraic link with Hashem Kedemawi Haile Selassie right here, where it reads in 33:27 that the eternal Elohim is the I, refuge, the eternal Elohim, refuge. Reading of the force of the Hebrew, plus italics of the KJV, the eternal Elohim, Elohei Kedem, refuge, Me'ona. And underneath, the everlasting arms, Ro'ota Olam. And he shall thrust out, like Garesh, he shall thrust out the enemy, Mipaneka, before the eye, and shall say, Hashmeid, destroy, Me'ona, Elohei Kedem, U'amitachata, Ro'ota Olam, Wayagaresha Mipaneka Oyev, Wayomer Hashmeid, 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 Hashmeid.
Let God arise, let his enemies be scattered. Let them also that hate him flee before him. As smoke is driven away, so drive them away. As wax melteth before the fire, so let the wicked perish at the presence of God. But let the righteous be glad. Let them rejoice before God. Yea, let them exceedingly rejoice. Sing unto God. Sing praises to his name. Extol him that rideth upon the heavens by his name, Yah. Yah. Yah.
Bakadamawi.
በቀዳሚ ገብረ እግዚአብሔር ሰማየ ወምድረ
በቀዳማዊ ቃሉ በቀዳማዊ ስልጣኑ አንድም በቀዳማዊ ልጁ በመጀመሪያ መፍጠሩ አንድም
ቀዳማዊ ቀዳማዊ ኢንፍላሲያ
The whole place is
Stay tuned for the Haftarah and the Brita Hadasha Aliyot, 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 Aliyot.
Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech Ha'olam Asher Bachar B'Nebiim Tobim Ve'ratzah B'Debreihim Hane'amarim Ba'emet Baruch atah Adonai Ha'bocher B'Torah U'Moshe Abdo ובישראל עמו, ובנביאי האמת והצדק. Blessed art thou, Adonai, Eloheinu, eternal King, who has chosen good prophets and was pleased with their words that were uttered with truth. Blessed art thou, Adonai, who chooses the Torah and Moses, his servant, and Israel, his people, and the prophets of truth and righteousness.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel?
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. Adonai Echad.
Book, First Kings, chapter 8, verses 54 to verse 66. That's the Ma'ab. Book of Joshua, chapter 1, verses
1
to
18. Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. Adonai.
Book of Joshua, chapter 1, verses 1 to 18. Now after the death of Moshe, the servant of Yahweh, it came to pass that Yahweh spake to Joshua, the son of Nun, Moshe's minister, saying, Moshe, my servant, is dead. Now therefore, arise, go over this Jordan, thou and all this people, to the land which I do give to them, even to the children of Israel, every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that have I given to you, as I said to Moshe, from the wilderness of this Lebanon, even to the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, and to the great sea toward the going down of the sun shall be your coast. There shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. As I was with Moshe, so I will be with thee. I will not fail thee nor forsake thee. Be strong and of good courage, for to this people thou shalt divide for an inheritance the land, which I swear to their fathers to give them. Only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moshe my servant commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whatsoever thou goest. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Have not I commanded thee? Be strong and of good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for Yahweh the Elohim Buruku is with thee, wheresoever thou goest. Then Yahshua commanded the officers of the people, saying, pass through the host and command the people, saying, prepare ye victuals. For within 3 days ye shall pass over this Jordan to go in to possess the land which Yahweh your Elohim giveth you to possess it, and to the Reubenites, and to the Gadites, and to half the tribe of Manasseh, spake Yahshua, saying, remember the word which Moshe, the servant of Yahweh, commanded you, saying, Yahweh your Elohim, Buruku, have given you rest and have given you this land. Your wives, your little ones, and your cattle shall remain in the land which Moshe gave you on this side, Jordan. But ye shall pass before your brethren armed, all the mighty men of the Lord, and help them, until Yahweh have given your brethren rest, as he have given you, and they also have possessed the land which Yahweh Elohim giveth them. Then ye shall return to the land of your possession, and enjoy it, which Moshe Yahweh's servant gave you on this side Jordan towards the sun rising. And they answered Yahshua, saying, all that thou commandest us we will do, and whatsoever thou sendest us we will go. According as we hearken to Moshe in all things, so will we hearken to thee only. Yahweh the Elohim be with thee, as he was with Moshe. Whatsoever he be, whosoever he be that doeth rebel against thy commandment, and will not hearken to thy words in all that thou commandest him, he shall be put to death. Only be strong and of good courage. Amen.
Chazak, chazak, unit chazek. Be strong, be strong. May God and I encourage one another. Yasher Koach, Yasher Koach. Right here, here, here. Let's write up the Brit Chadash.
Stay tuned for the Haftarah and the Brit Chadash Aliyot. 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 Aliyot.
Elohim. 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 Elohim.
Baruch ata Adonai Eloheinu melech ha'olam, asher natan lanu, Moshiach Yeshua, ve'habarot shel habarik ha'hadasha. Baruch ata Adonai, notain habarik ha'hadasha. Blessed are you, Lord, our God, King of the universe, who gave to us the Messiah, Jesus, and the commandments of the new covenant. Blessed are you, Lord, Giver of the New Covenant.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel?
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad.
The Brit Chadasha, Chadish Kidan, Renewed Covenant Reading for Simchat Torah, The Joy of the Torah, and Wezot HaBaraka, and this is a blessing. From the book of Revelation, chapter 22, verse 1 through 21. And we begin, B'shem Ha'ab, Ve'habin, Ve'ruach HaKadosh, Yahweh Ahad. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, He who be, who He be, the One. Revelation, chapter 22. The new paradise and its river of the water of life. Verse 1, Aleph, verse 2, Beit. Va'yareini nachal shel mayim chayim zak. Ma b'chik ke'ayin ha'karach yotzeya mikise ha'elohim ve'hase. Ub tok rachob ha'ir ve'el sfat ha'nachal mize u'mize. Et chayim ose peri sheteim esare. Ki mide chodesh bechadsho, yetin et perio wa'ale ha'etz, lit rufat ha'goyim. And he showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of Elohim and of the Lamb. In the midst of the street of it, and on either side of the river, was there the tree of life, that bare 12 manner of fruits, and yielded her fruit every month. And the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. And there shall be no more curse, but the throne of Elohim and of the Lamb shall be in it, and his servants shall serve him. And they shall see his face, and his name shall be in their foreheads. And there shall be no night there, and they need no candle, neither light of the sun. For Yahweh Elohim giveth them light, and they shall reign forever and ever. And he said to me, These sayings are faithful and true. And Yahweh Elohim of the holy prophets sent his angel to shew to his servants the things that must shortly be done. Behold, I come quickly. Blessed is he that keepeth the sayings of the prophecy of this book. The last message of the Bible. And I, John, saw these things and heard them. And when I had heard and seen, I fell down to worship before the feet of the angel that shewed me these things. Then saith he to me, See thou do it not, for I am thy fellow servant and of thy brethren, the prophets, and of them that keep the sayings of this book, worship Elohim. And he saith to me, Seal not the sayings of the prophecy of this book, for the time is at hand. He that is unjust, let him be unjust still. And he that is filthy, let him be filthy still. And he that is righteous, let him be righteous still. And he that is holy, let him be holy still. And behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me, to give every man according as his work shall be. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. Blessed are they that do his commandments, that they may have right to the tree, and may enter in through the gates into the city. For without are dogs, and sorcerers, and whoremongers, and murderers, and idolaters, and whosoever loveth and maketh a lie. I, Yeshua, have sent mine angel to testify to you these things in the churches. I am the root and the offspring of David, and the bright and morning star. And the Spirit and the bride say, Come. And let him that heareth say, Come. And let him that is athirst come. And whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely. For I testify to every man that heareth the words of the prophecy of this book. If any man shall add to these things, Elohim shall add to him the plagues that are written in this book. And if any man shall take away from the words of the book of this prophecy, Elohim shall take away his part out of the book of life, and out of the holy city, and from the things that are written in this book. The last promise and last prayer of the Bible. He that testifieth these things saith, Surely I come quickly. Amen. Even so, Ha Adon Yeshua, the grace of Adonainu Yeshua HaMashiach, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, be with you all. Amen. Kabor Lakalu, Kabor Ladimsu, Kabor Lakailu, Kabor Lakedamawi, Haile Selassie, Be Jesus Christos Sim. Glory to word, glory to sound, glory to power. Glory to Abinu Melkenu, our Father, our King, the first power of the Trinity, in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ. Yes, I, Rastafari.
We have fulfilled all. Praise be to Mesken, Xiavi, Yemesken. Jesus Christos, Jesus Christos, Jesus Christos, Jesus Christos, Jesus Christos, Jesus Christos, Jesus Christos. Come, 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 come.
Rally round the red, gold, and green.
said, rewind right here to the beginning, Bereshit, here, Simchat Torah.
The Holy Bible, the King James Version, the first book of Moses, called Genesis, chapter 1. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. And God saw the light that it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And the evening and the morning were the first day. And God said, "Let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters." And God made the firmament, and divided the waters which were under the firmament from the waters which were above the firmament. And it was so. And God called the firmament heaven. And the evening and the morning were the second day. And God said, "Let the waters under the heaven be gathered together unto one place, and let the dry land appear." And it was so. And God called the dry land earth, and the gathering together of the waters called the sea. God saw that it was good. And God said, "Let the earth bring forth grass, the herb yielding seed, and the fruit tree yielding fruit after his kind, whose seed is in itself upon the earth." And it was so. And the earth brought forth grass, and herb yielding seed after his kind, and the tree yielding fruit whose seed was in itself after his kind. And God saw that it was good. And the evening and the morning were the third day. And God said, "Let there be lights in the firmament of the heaven to divide the day from the night, and let them be for signs and for seasons and for days and years, and let them be for light in the firmament of the heaven to give light upon the earth." And it was so. And God made two great lights, the greater light to rule the day and the lesser light to rule the night. He made the stars also. And God set them in the firmament of the heaven to give light upon the earth, and to rule over the day and over the night, and to divide the light from the darkness. And God saw that it was good. And the evening and the morning were the fourth day. And God said, "Let the waters bring forth abundantly the moving creature that hath life, and fowl that may fly above the earth in the open firmament of heaven." And God created great whales, and every living creature that moveth, which the waters brought forth abundantly after their kind, and every winged fowl after his kind. And God saw that it was good. And God blessed them, saying, "Be fruitful and multiply, and fill the waters in the seas, and let fowl multiply in the earth." And evening and the morning were the fifth day. And God said, "Let the earth bring forth the living creature after his kind, cattle and creeping things, and beast of the earth after his kind." And it was so. And God made the beast of the earth after his kind, and cattle after their kind, and everything that creepeth upon the earth after his kind. And God saw that it was good. And God said, "Let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth." So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he them, male and female created he them. And God blessed them, and God said unto them, "Be fruitful and multiply, and replenish the earth, and subdue it,
and have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. And God said, Behold, I have given you every herb bearing seed which is upon the face of all the earth, and every tree in the which is the fruit of a tree yielding seed. To you it shall be for meat. And to every beast of the earth, and to every fowl of the air, and to everything that creepeth upon the earth, wherein there is life, I have given every green herb for meat. And it was so. And God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good. And the evening and the morning were the sixth day, 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 the sixth day. Chapter 2. Thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the host of them. And on the seventh day God ended his work which he had made, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had made. And God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because within it he had rested from all his work which God created and made. These are the generations of the heavens and of the earth when they were created, in the day that the Lord God made the earth and the heaven, 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 the earth and the he
There, the pure law, those 10 words, Aseret HaDebarim, Yahweh Eloheinu has spoke. Remember when he has spoke those words, the people were like saying to Moses, you be our mediator. You know, if you speak, you know, we can live, but we keep hearing he who be who he be speak those 10 words. So that's like the core right there, often referred to as the 10 commandments, the 10 words. Actually, as James, the epistle of Jacob, the first bishop of the first church at Jerusalem, you know, it's all one. It's all one command right there. You break one of the 10 words. You've broken, you know, the commandment. That is the commandment. We were able to fulfill that when we can fulfill that. And all the rest is commentary. But here, celebrating HaTorah, each 7 days, right, they call it a week, in the Hebrew churches, the Kehalah, the gathering together, also known as synagogues, all across the world, a portion from HaTorah called a parasha, is chanted. We call it Einai Rastafari sabbatical, the manna, the angel's bread. In the Judaic Yehudi tribe and tradition has divided HaTorah into 54 parshiot, roughly one portion, one kind of bite size for each Shabuah, 7 days, for the Shana, for the year, for the cycle, so that in the course of a Shana, of a year, the entire Torah has been recited during the Avodot, during the services. Now, the final reading of this cycle occurs on the Simchat Torah, the joy or rejoicing of the Torah. This is said to be an ancient rabbinical feast and festival celebrating both the completion of the Shana's Torah reading cycle, as well as the start of a new cycle. Now, when I said rabbinical, remember Rabbeinu Yeshua. When he was in the Knesset, or the synagogue of Nazareth, he went up to read, and we can tell which portion he read, because this is a very ancient tradition, trace the time of Ezra and Nehemiah. Right? So that's just the foundation so we can know the history of this tribe and tradition of the reading of the Torah portions, you know, in the local communities, because it trod all the way to Jerusalem. Some of the sages thought it was a long trod and people were not keeping the pilgrimages and therefore were not keeping up on the direction instructions, and that had led to the violations that had caused the southern kingdom of Yehuda to go into captivity into Babylon for those 70 years. So upon the return, Ezra, the great scribe, and Nehemiah, you know, instituted this practice that was intended, you know, to keep Kol Yisrael in that word and that liberty. So thus the local gatherings, the synagogues, as some call it, or the Moedim, they were also known as the appointed places, also the Kahalah, right, which is the New Testament Hebrew for the church, but it's a Hebrew Old Testament word where we gather together to gather. Now, here during the Simchat Torah, the last Torah portion from Deuteronomy is read, as well as the first verses of the first portion from Genesis, or Hebraically Bereshit. This thereby indicates the study of Torah, that the Talmud Torah, the word Talmud in Hebrew is an operative word that means teaching. So it's not the commentaries on the Torah, like the Babylonian others, but here it's the Torah itself, the study of the Torah itself, known in the Hebrew as the Talmud Torah. It never Ein Sof. It doesn't have an end, right? The idea, the seed of the Torah study, that Torah study is cyclical. There's a cycle. In season and out of season. It finds expression in the rites and the ritual of the dancing round and round HaTorah, or as I and I, Rastafari, the new name, would say, circling Jatron, dancing and ciphering, going around and around HaTorah. So there's a literal, you know, celebration, even going around the altar.
And there's also the study, right, of going through the Torah reading and feedings in season out of season. But the dancing round and round HaTorah is known as the Hakafot, the Hakafot. We have Psalm 118, verse 24, one of the Hallel Psalms, especially here in this time and this season. This psalm right here is chanted, is recited. It's part of the praise, what's known as the praise psalms, the psalms of praise. And here we have verse 24, which says, "This is the day that Yahuwah has made. Let us make I and I rejoice and be glad in it. Zehayom Asa Yahuwah Nagila we nisimcha bo." This is the day. Zeh hayom, the day. This is the day. Asa, he made. Yahuwah, he who be, we be made. Asa, Yahuwah. Zeh hayom, asa, Yahuwah. Nagila. Make I and I be giddy, be glad, rejoice. Nagila. I know you heard traditional Yehudi song, Ava Nagila. Yes, Nagila. Make I and I be joyful, like it's like almost to be giddy. You know, Nagila with Nismecha. Nismecha. Make I and I be glad. Simcha. That word right there, nismecha, v'nismecha, make I and I be glad, bau, in it or in him, in it. So once again, this particular verse right here, zehayom asa Yahuwah, nagila v'nismecha bo. Now note this, that the word nagila in this verse from Psalm 118, verse 24, let us rejoice, make I and I rejoice, Nagila. It comes from the Hebrew root word, the Shoresh. Shoresh means like the root, Shoresh. The root word, Gil. To be gilly, you know, to be glad, giddy. But in the Hebrew sense, it means a circle, Gil. And this suggests the circle dance of the Hakafot, of circling, you know, the Torah, as in the temple times, circling the Mizbeach, the communal altar, and amongst Aina, the new name, circling the altar, Rastafari, cipher the altar. This is the day, Zehayom Asa Yahuwah, that Jehovah made. Asa Yahuwah, Nagila, be merry, dance, rejoice, make Aina rejoice. With nismacha, and be samach, be glad, be happy, bau, in it, in him. This is the day that Jehovah has made. Make I and I rejoice and be glad in it. Make I and I be glad in him. The circle of HaTorah. So here at the 54th, Wazot HaBaraka, this is the blessing, sealing up the fifth book of Moshe, Deuteronomy 33, chapter 1 to 34 and 12. And then we circle to the beginning, Bereshis, a partial read from Genesis chapter 1, from verses 1 to chapter 2, verse 3. Now note that for Simchat Torah, only part of Parashat Bereshit is read. The full Parashat, the full reading, the full portion, the mana, namely Genesis chapter 1 to Genesis chapter 6, verse 8, is read on the Shabbat following, you know, the Shabbat to come, following Simchat Torah, following the joy of Jah Lor. And this also reminds us here of another psalm, that's Psalm 119, verse 97. Now, 119 is a very good Torah reference psalm. It speaks about the importance of Torah. and some of the key elements of Torah. But here we have in Psalm 119, verse 97, oh, how I love your law. It's more like the King James read, oh, how I love your law. It is my meditation all the day. Oh, how I love your Torah. Ma ahavti. Ma ahavti Torateka. Ma ahavti. Ma what? Ahavti, my loving. Torateka, the Hebrew sense by saying what, you know, or it even has a sense of like how, right? But literally like almost like what I loving, like what I love, like what I love, how I love. Ma ahavti Torateka, the I Torah, the I, when we say the I male Torah in speaking to he who be who he be, when we say Torateka, Torateka, the Ka there is speaking directly to Yah, speaking directly to him. But the Torah itself is feminine. So it's an interesting, you know, braiding right there. Even as Bereshith in wisdom, Bara Elohim, did Elohim create in she and through she through his wisdom. Ma ahabti Torateka, call Hayom, call, right, means all, call, like all Hayom, all the day. Right, like all days, every day, all day. Right, call Hayom, he. Call Hayom, all the day, he. Not the English he, but the Hebrew he means she. Again, not the English he, but the Hebrew he, right, means she. So call Hayom, all the day, she. Sichati. She is all the day sichati. What is sichati? Sichati from siach is my musing, my meditation. Right? She is siha. Siha, I muse. I meditate upon she. I meditate upon he who be who he be's Torah. Ma ahabti Torateka. Kol hayom he sichati. Sichati, siach, iditation. And here, a little siach, a little iditation right here on Psalm 118.
I love Jada's song. You make us sing.
Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, because his mercy endureth forever. Let Israel now say that his mercy endureth forever. Let the house of Aaron now say that his mercy endureth forever. Let them now that fear the Lord say that his mercy endureth forever. Endureth forever. Endureth forever. Endureth forever. I called upon the Lord in distress. The Lord answered me and set me in a large place. The Lord is on my side. I will not fear. What can man do unto me? Do unto me. Do unto me. Do unto me. The Lord taketh my part with them that help me. Therefore shall I see my desire upon them that hate me. On them that hate me. On them that hate me. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in princes. All nations compassed me about, but in the name of the Lord will I destroy them. They compassed me about, yea, they compassed me about, but in the name of the Lord I will destroy them. They compassed me about like bees. They are quenched as the fire of thorns. For in the name of the Lord I will destroy them. I will destroy them. I will destroy them. I will destroy them. Thou hast thrust sore at me that I might fall, but the Lord helped me. The Lord is my strength and song and has become my salvation.
The voice of rejoicing and salvation is in the tabernacles of the righteous. The right hand of the Lord doeth valiantly. The right hand of the Lord is exalted. The right hand of the Lord doeth valiantly. I shall not die, but live and declare the works of the Lord. The Lord hath chastened me sore, but he hath not given me over unto death. Open to me the gates of righteousness. I will go into them, and I will praise the Lord. This gate of the Lord into which the righteous shall enter. I will praise thee, for thou hast heard me, and art become my salvation. The stone which the builders refused has become the headstone of the corner, stone of the corner, stone of the corner, stone of the corner. This is the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes, in our eyes, in our eyes. This is the day which the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Save now, I beseech thee, O Lord. O Lord, I beseech thee, send now prosperity. Blessed be he that cometh in the name of the Lord. We have blessed you out of the house of the Lord. God is the Lord, which hath showed us light. Bind the sacrifice with cords, even unto the horns of the altar. Thou art my God, and I will praise thee. Thou art my God, I will exalt thee. O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. For his mercy endureth forever, 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 endureth forever.
My advice to all, advice to all, advice to all, advice to all, is to fulfill the Ten Commandments. Fulfill the Ten Commandments.
So here we have Shavuot. Shavuot, remember Shavuot? Shavuot, as modern Hebrew, Shavuot. Ancient pointing Shavuot. The Shavua is a week and Shavuot is weeks. Where we're commanded to count seven Shabbats complete on the morrow after. That would make 49 plus 1, 50 days, new covenant. That's the Pentecost, but actually that is the harvest, right? The harvest, the fourth of the seven, the heart, at the heart of the seven appointed feasts, festivals, Mo'day, Yahuwah, the feast of Jehovah. So the connection with Shavuot and Simchat Torah, both are major Yom Tovim, you know, holy days and holy day periods. We have the spring during the springtime for Shavuot, for the first harvest. We could say the first harvest and the harvest, the latter harvest, the first rains, former rain. So we have Shavuot, the fourth of the seven, and here at the fulfillment of the seventh, the Simchat Torah. Both are major holy day periods, one in the springtime, and one in the fall, one in the Aviv and one in the Sav, right? That climaxes, right, with a festival that's devoted to HaTorah. Both of them have a feast, a festival devoted to Yah Law, his direction, instruction. Looking at Shavuot, known as weeks, literally in the Hebrew, the weeks, the seven Shabbats, right? Weeks. And Pentecost for the morrow after the seventh Shabbat, that would be a first day, what they call Sunday, but what we know as a first day. We have weeks and Pentecost. This holiday, this holy day, this Yom Tov, it marks the giving of HaTorah, what we know as the Matan Torah, the giving of Torah. Exactly 50 days. Seven Shabbats plus one day after the Yetziat Mimitzrayim, after the Exodus from Egypt, or from the Egypts, the two lands, calculated to be the sixth of Sivan, 49 days after the first Pesach on Abib 15th or Nisan, the first month, the 15th day. That's Shavuot there, right? The first harvest, the fourth of the seven. Then we come here at the fulfillment of the seven to Simchat Torah, the joy of John's law of the direction instruction. This Yom Tov, this good day, it marks the completion of the HaTorah reading
cycle for a shana, as the tikufat hashana, at the end of the year or at the cycle of the shana. Simchat Torah is based on the hakel, hakahel, hakahel. What's the hakahel? Ha the kahel, the gathering, the church. Hakahel, gathering. It's commanded by Yah in the Torah. Where do we have this commandment? Well, we turn to Deuteronomy Devarim, Deuteronomy chapter 31, verses 10 to 12. Deuteronomy chapter 31, verses 10 to 12, that reads, At the end of every 7 years, at the set time in the Shana, the year of release, the Shemitah year, at the feast of Sukkot, B'chag HaSukkot, when Kol Yisrael, all of Israel, comes to appear before Yahuwah, your Elohim, you shall read this Torah, Torah HaZot, before Kol Yisrael, all of Israel, in their hearing. Assemble, so the Hebrew word there, assemble, HaKahel, 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 assemble the people, men, women, and little ones, and little ones, and the sojourner within your towns, your gates, that they may hear and learn to reverence, respect Yahuwah, your Elohim, and be careful to do all the words, all the debarim of Torah Hazot, of this direction instruction. However, even though both holy days, they center on Torah, the mood of the two holy days is altogether different. Shavuot, harvest, or Pentecost, right, is a time to soberly respond to the revelation, to the Hazon of HaTorah by committing and recommitting ourselves, I and ourselves, to observe the Torah, Shomer Torah, and to study it, to study her, Doresh, Darash Torah. Whereas Simchat Torah is a Zaman, is a time, a season, to express our love and adoration and joy in HaTorah. As Psalm 1 says, our delight by day, by night, by rejoicing and dancing with it and in it. There is a lesson. There's a lesson in this for us, for I and I. What is the lesson? Well, firstly, we must submit ourselves, I and I selves, to the discipline. We must submit ourselves to the discipline. Submitting I and ourselves to the discipleship, to the discipline of studying the scripts, the scriptures. And then we, I and I, can rejoice in the da'at, even the aish da'at, in the knowledge, in that fiery knowledge, that knowledge and comfort that they provide us, because we will have that experience. You know, faith without works is, To put it another way, there is no darash, seeking, studying without pashat. There's no darash without pashat, no darash without pashat. In other words, there's no application without study of the text. Therefore, there's no darash without pashat, no application without the study of the text, of the Hebrew text. But after we work hard by studying the text, especially the Hebrew text, we are given the gift of great joy of knowing, of the gnosis, of knowing Ha-Emet, of knowing the truth of Yahuwah Eloheinu, of He who be, who He be, I and I, Almighty Power. We do not celebrate or should not celebrate Simchat Torah on Shavuot, because HaTorah requires our response, Nor do we celebrate it on Rosh Hashanah, on the Yom Teruah,
nor do we celebrate it on the Yom HaKippurim, the Day of Atonement, since this represents both a time of judgment and atonement. The Day of Trumpets, Rosh Hashanah, time of judgment, Yom HaKippurim, and atonement. Therefore, what do? We wait. We wait. We wait until the end, Hasof, of the climatic feast of Sukkot, of Chag HaSukkot, of Tabernacles, to celebrate HaTorah, wherein, according to Deuteronomy 16 and 15, chapter 16, verse 15, you will be completely joyous. Therefore, we celebrate the completion of HaTorah by reading the Baraka of Moshe, the blessing of Moses, over the tribes, the Mate Yisrael, the Shibte Yisrael, the tribes of Israel. And that is the Wizot HaBaraka, the last portion, the last mana of HaTorah. And therefore, round and round, the Shana, I and I go forward. The study of HaTorah is a circle, a cipher that follows the seasons of Yah's salvation, of Yah's Yeshua, Hoshana. Right? Its pages are archetypes and parables of the human conditions that reveals Yah's Yeshua, Yah's Hoshana, Yah's salvation. And every Yehudi and Yisraeli, right, has his own letter in HaTorah. Every Yehudi Judahite has his own letter, his own oath. The letter is the oath, the sign in HaTorah. Your name is written there. It's a response to that Negro spiritual song that Rastafari picked up on, is your name written there. Your name is written there. Therefore, we say even right here, Chazak, Chazak, Wanit Chazek. Be strong, may we strengthen one another. Chazak, Chazak, Wanit Chazek. Be encouraged, may we encourage one another. Psalm 119, verse 11, it says, your word have I treasured in my heart, belibi safanti imrateka lima'an lo echem cheta lak lo echeta lo echeta lak. For the verse, your word have I treasured in my heart, belibi safanti imrateka, so that I might not up sin, forfeit against you, lima'an lo echeta lak, so I don't commit uckery against thee. Believe as afanti imrateka, lima'an lo echeta lak, your word I've treasured in my heart so that I might not sin against the eye. Just to scroll forward right here, as we come into the fulfillment, we're going to scroll over for right now the details of the Simchat Torah services, the evening service and the morning service right here, and the additional service, and touch on Robeinu HaAdon Yeshua, our sovereign, our master, our boy, Yeshua, and the Simchat Torah, and the joy of the Torah. Since HaAdon, Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ, is Torah HaEmet. He is the true Torah, Torah HaEmet. We should likewise celebrate the joy of Torah, John's directions, his instructions in our lives and liberty. HaAdon Yeshua is the living Torah, the living word written up on our hearts, heartically, so that we, I and I, can truly dance and embrace HaEmet, embrace the truth
given from Yahuwah. Indeed, Ha'adon Yeshua, the Lord, the Master, the Boss, the Sovereign Yeshua, did not come to destroy HaTorah, but rather to fulfill it, to fulfill her in our lives, according to Matanyahu, Matthew chapter 5, verses 17 to 20, as it is written in the Hebrew Old Testament scriptures, the Tanakh, regarding the Brit Chadasha, as it's written in the Hebrew scriptures regarding the new covenant, the Brit Chadasha, according to Jeremiah, Yeremiah, Ermias, Jeremiah chapter 31, verses 31 to 34, and it reads, "Behold, the days come, saith Yahuwah, that I will make a Brit Chadasha, a new covenant, a renewed covenant with the Beit Yisrael, with the Beit Israel, the house of Israel, and with the Beit Yehuda, with the Beit Yehuda, with the house of Judah, not according to the Brit that I made with their fathers, their patriarchs, in the day that I took them by the hand to bring them out of the land of Mitzrayim, that my covenant Briti they break, although I was an husband to them, saith Yahuwah. But this shall be the Brit, the covenant that I will make with the Beit Yisrael, with the house of Israel, the Beit Israel. After those days, saith Yahuwah, I will put my law, Torah, in their inward parts and write it, the Torah, in their hearts, and will be their Elohim, their almighty power, and they shall be Ami, my people. And no longer shall each one teach his neighbor and each his brother, saying, know Yahuwah, Yahuwah da, know Yahuwah, for they shall all know me, know I, from the least of them to the greatest, declares Yahuwah, for I will forgive their iniquity, their moral perversity, and will remember their chet, their sin, their fornication, their uckery, no more. Jeremiah chapter 31, verses 31 to 34. So, this very idea is clearly reaffirmed in the Brit Chadasha, as we have in the Epistle to the Hebrews, chapter 8, verses 8 to 11. As Nazarene, and as true Meshachim, or Christianos, then we have the greater reason to celebrate Torah, since HaAdon Yeshua, Jesus, is, of course, the heart or central message of HaTorah. Its inner meaning and incarnation, he is HaTorah made flesh, the Word made flesh, Yohanan, John 1:14, the faithful mediator of the new and the better Brit covenant, Hebrews chapter 8, verse 6. And he does what Moshe and the Sinaitic covenant could never do, namely write HaTorah within our innerward parts, our innermost of the inner parts, and upon our hearts, our minds, so that we might truly be Amo Elohim, the people of Elohim, according to Jeremiah chapter 31, verses 31 to 34. By means of that sacrificial mot, death, mavet, the righteous HaTzadik, demands of Torah are fully sated and satisfied, and Yahuwah is glorified. Yahuwah Ha'ab, the Father, is glorified as both just and merciful, as the justifier of those who put their trust, their credit in him. By means of that sacrificial suffering, we are now established to truly dance. The Torah, the law, is holy, just, and good, Romans 7:12. But those seeking righteousness based on its demands will discover the tragic fact that it is powerless to impart, to input righteousness and life, 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 7 to 18. It is chet, it is sin, ukri, lack within the human heart that condemns people, not HaTorah. The crucifixion of HaAdon Yeshua condemned the chet in the flesh again. It did not condemn HaTorah. And now the righteousness of Ha'el of the Almighty is imparted and put it to those who embrace Ha'adon Yeshua be'emuna, by faith, by credit, Romans chapter 8, verses 3 to 4. Enabled by the Ruach HaKadosh, the Holy Spirit, with HaTorah now written upon our hearts, Jeremiah chapter 31, verses 31 to 34, Hebrews chapter 8, verses 10 to 11, we are empowered to fulfill the requirements of HaTorah, the direction instructions based on the Brit Chadasha, the new covenant relationship with Ha Elohim. Galatians chapter 2, verse 16, and chapter 3, verse 2. I no longer seek righteousness by means of maintaining all the rites and the ritualistic and other ordinances, Romans chapter 4, verse 5, Galatians chapter 2, verse 16, but by receiving the free gift of HaMoshiach's righteousness, tzedakah, imputed, inputted to us through our trust, through our credit. Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 to 9. Because of HaAdon Yeshua's victory, because of HaAdon Yeshua's Yeshua, do not strive for acceptance before Ha'av, before the Father. We abide within it. Chavarim, Chavarim, we abide, we dwell, we tabernacle. In Ethiopic terms, we tawahido, right? We become one, right? In the Father and in the Son through the Holy Spirit. Yes, I. So right here, 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 brothers and sisters, right here, we are basically at the fulfillment right here, here, here. I'd like to share this right here. The blessings, the blessings, the blessings. These are the blessings. Let's share this right here. The blessings. Yes, I. Rastafari. Hear this.
Yes, yes, yes. Shalom, Chavarim. Shabuah Tov. Shabuah Tov. A beautifully good 7 days to come. Outro here, here, here. Wazot Habraka Shalom Chavarim.